To Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, Worrywart will help you get a handle on stress, worry, and anxiety. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And today we're talking about worry warts. We're going to help you get a handle on stress, worry, and anxiety. Are there any situations in your life or relationships that are stressing you out? Let me rephrase that question. Are you alive?
You know, I think you stole the thought right out of my mind. Because honestly, you know, if you look at any of the headlines right now, Not only do they inspire, I think very intentionally, anxiety, but you'll see a lot of reports, especially in social media, talking about the fact that this time period, and especially this generation of young adults, some of the most anxiety-ridden of any generation,
oh, yeah.
Which is remarkable to think about when you think about past generations having lived through world wars and great depressions, to see that people are truly deeply anxiety ridden most of the time now is really kind of startling.
It is. And the reason for that, and you're right, by the way, the rates of anxiety disorders have skyrocketed, especially among millennials. And even though, you know, people will often say, well, gosh, you know, nobody's having to deal with a world war. What is everybody so anxious about? Well, they're actually dealing with problems that are closer to home, because anxiety comes from feeling disconnected from God, from others, and from our best self. And we live in an age where disconnection is epidemic. Whether you talk about, you know, the divorce culture, or you talk about the social media culture that gives the illusion of connection but doesn't really facilitate actual relationship.
Or you talk about the fact that parents are working so darn hard that they're more disconnected from their own children than any generation before us.
Exactly. And so because we are less connected than we ever have been, even though we're more wired in than we ever have been, and so anxiety truly is the result. We want to help you face whatever stress, worry, or anxiety you're experiencing in your life. If there's something that you're feeling worried about, if you are dealing with a situation in your life or relationship that is stressing you out or elevating your sense of anxiety, we want to help you increase your peace even in the middle of the storm. And that's one thing that I think is really important to hold on to, the idea that you can be peaceful even in the middle of the crazy, stressful stuff that you're going through in life. We all have a tendency, I think, to believe that I just have to get through this crazy time, I just have to get through this problem, and then I'll be peaceful. Or if I could just get away from the thing, then I would be peaceful. If I could just live for the weekend, you know, and then everything will be fine. But the real key to leading a peaceful life is finding ways to experience that peaceful center even in the middle of the storm. How can I find that connection to God, to the supportive people that I have in my life, to the resources that help me be my best self, even in the middle of all the crazy? And if I can do that, then stuff can be falling apart around me, and people can be losing their minds around me, but I can still feel peaceful. And that's sort of the key thesis, if you will, to my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. Because, you know, people see that title and they think, oh, that's kind of a come-on. You know, how do you live a life without anxiety?
Without anxiety at all.
But you can live a life without anxiety because there's a difference between concern and anxiety or worry or stress. I mean, you know, if you're concerned about something, you've registered that there's a problem that has to be handled. Okay, fine, there's a problem. So then what you do, if you're concerned about it, you gather resources, you look for your supports, you make a plan, and you deal with it, right? Worry, anxiety, and stress, that's a different thing. As opposed to a concern where you see a problem, gather resources, gather support, make a plan, and deal with it, when you're worried or stressed or anxious, you see a problem, and then you ruminate about it. Oh, look, there's a problem. Kind of a big problem. Is it getting bigger? I think it might be.
Ruminate sounds calm compared to what most of us do, which is completely freak out.
Yeah, and it becomes like a tornado in your head where it just spins and spins and spins. And that's what worry and anxiety are. Worry and anxiety and stress aren't caused by the things that happen to us. They're caused by the way we respond to them.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people right now saying, yeah, right, PopCheck, you don't know what I'm going through right now.
Then fine, test us out. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Challenge accepted. We want to help you lead a more peaceful life. Tell us, what situations in your life or relationships are stressing you out? Are you dealing with anxiety, or is there something that you're feeling worried or stressed about? We want to help you approach that difficult, challenging situation in a more graceful, peaceful way. 877-573-7825.
Or are you dealing with somebody that you care about in your life who is dealing with being anxious, who is dealing with being worried about things? Like, are you a parent? And you're just dealing with the fact that you're raising children in a very weird world, in a very difficult time, and you're either anxious about them or you're dealing with their anxiousness about anything in their lives. Friendships, school situations, romantic situations, finding jobs, living their lives. A lot of us as parents don't know how to come alongside and help our children deal with the anxiety that, as we were saying at the beginning of the show, is really epidemic for this generation of younger people growing up. Are you dealing with a spouse who's dealing with anxiety or worry in your life? And you're thinking, how do I be a good spouse to this person? I try to say this or do that, and sometimes it just makes them more upset, more anxious. It's backfiring on me. How do I handle all this? If you're dealing with loved ones who are worried or anxious and you want to be there for them in a way that's healthy and productive, we're here for that as well. Give us a call on More to Life today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, looking at this whole question of anxiety from the perspective of the theology of the body, we're reminded that anxiety truly is not God's will for us. Now, let me qualify something right up front, because as soon as I say that, I get emails and messages from people who say, are you saying it's my fault then? You're saying that somehow I'm sinning by being anxious? And I am not saying that at all. Feelings are not sinful. In order to commit a sin, we have to have knowledge and will of what we're doing. Feelings arrive unbidden, right, from the deepest parts of our brain. And so, you know, before our conscious mind even registers it. So it can't be a sin. That said, the good news is God doesn't want you to be anxious. That's my point. You know, he didn't create us for anxiety. Before the fall, even though Adam and Eve were completely vulnerable, they were still confident in God's care and their love for one another, and they felt peaceful. It was only after the fall, when they were separated from God, from each other, and from their own best selves, that they felt truly exposed, ashamed, naked before the universe and anxious about it. And when they were confronted by the bigness of the world and their own sense of smallness and insufficiency, what do? They panicked, right? They hid behind the bushes. How often do we feel that way? We wake up in the morning and we see all the stuff that's facing us and we feel so tiny, and all we can do is kind of run away and hide from it. pull the covers up over our heads, hide behind the bushes in our own lives.
That's the truth.
Right? Well, the theology of the body reminds us that while worry and anxiety are common enough experiences in our modern world, the answer to those worries is not to run away, not to avoid these problems, not to feel like I can't do it, but rather to recenter ourselves in the loving arms of Abba, Daddy, the Father, who loves us, who cares for us, who shelters us from those storms of life, especially when we feel alone or scared or helpless. And that's why Pope John Paul II was constantly reminding us to be not afraid. Yes, the tasks before us are great, but God's love and providence truly is greater. And in the face of life's battles, let our battle cry be, Jesus, I trust in you. Now, that sounds good, but if you're having a hard time pulling it off, that's what we're here for. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Are there situations in your life or relationships stressing you out? Are you struggling with anxiety? Is there something that's causing you to feel worried? Let us help you find ways to increase your peace, even in the middle of the storm, at 877-573-7825. All right, let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for being the source of the peace that this world cannot give, the peace that is beyond all understanding. And we bring to you all of our concerns, all of our worries, all of our stressors, and we ask you to help us to cling to you, to reach out for the supportive people that you've placed in our life, and to reclaim our best selves in you, so that we can respond to all these stressful and worrisome situations in ways that glorify you and enable us to build your kingdom and be a witness to what you can do, even with broken people like us. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're talking about anxiety today on our show titled Worry Wart, as we help you get a handle on the stress, worries, and anxieties of your life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kim, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Georgia on the Quest.
Hey there, Kim. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. Good morning. Well, my son's a new police officer in a major city, mm-hmm. and I don't live in the same city as him, so it makes it a little more difficult to... And I just worry all the time. He works 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., the worst shift, and he works 4 days on and 4 days off. Mm-hmm. So the 4 days he's off, I'm, you know, pretty calm, but then I just start getting so anxious, you know, when that shift of 4 days starts again at 8 p.m., and I constantly pray, but I can't get over the anxiety and fear, and I have my cell phone by my head every night, and I'm just afraid I'm going to get a phone call sometime.
Mm-hmm. So, Kim, let me talk to me a little bit about what goes through your head. I mean, I can guess, but can it walk me through what's going through your head?
Well, I'm afraid he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Worse, I'm afraid he's going to get killed. He is in a high crime area, and they've had like 8 shootings in 16 days.
Sure.
And he's kind of in the middle of it.
And you say you pray about it. Tell me about how you pray about it right now.
Oh gosh, I don't stop praying. I just heard you mention Jesus. I trust in you. It's your will. If something should happen to him, I just have to have faith in God that was his will. And if God takes him, then...
Okay, but what you're telling me, what you're telling me is your prayer is focused on all the fantasies about how you can, all the fantasies about what terrible things are going to happen. Like, you, even when you're saying, you know, it's your will, God, but... You know, but if he dies, the whole focus is on something terrible is going to happen. And a lot of times when we pray about things, what we do is we'll say, God help me, 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 you know, oh my gosh, this terrible thing's going to happen, God help me, God help me. And we end up living in the fantasy of fear, as opposed to resting in the reality where the peace is.
And that's a very normal human thing to do. It's also something that Satan really rejoices in helping us do.
So here's what I want you to try to focus on, Kim. Okay, and I'm going to ask you to try to do this, and if you find that you can't make it happen on your own, then it's a good indication that some counseling might be indicated. But let's start with this, all right? I want you to actually write out, when you're sitting down for your prayer time, I want you to write out all the times that you've been nervous before in your life and how God has taken care of you in it. How has God shown up for you in the past? Then I want you to write out all the ways that God showed up for you today. How has he blessed you today? How has he heard a concern? What prayers has he responded to? How has he been there for you? How have you experienced his love? I want you to really focus, not on the future and all the fantasies about what could possibly go wrong. I want you to focus on the reality of how God has been present to you, how he's shown up for you, and what he is doing with you, okay? And I want you to write those things out, and after you've written everything, I want you to praise God for each one of those things. To actually praise God for all the times he's shown up for you. You know, so you read the thing back. You know, God, you blessed me in this way. Thank you, Lord. You showed up for me in this way. Thank you, Lord. And I praise you for that. You know, the point is you're going over your own salvation history, if you will. You know, and you're thanking God for the ways he's been there for you. Because the best way to deal with anxiety, at least from a spiritual perspective, is making that what St. Paul calls a sacrifice of praise. You know, you don't feel like praising God right now.
Well, that's why it's a sacrifice. It's when you're in that state of anxiety, it's a difficult thing to force yourself to do the spiritual exercise, but it's very fruitful.
And you're not just praising God randomly. It's like, okay, you know, I know my son's going to die, but praise you, God, anyway. It's not that.
No.
Okay, it's God, you have shown up for me in so many ways before that I have not given you proper credit for. And I praise you for those things now. And I want to list those things now. And I want to remind myself of how you've always been here for me. And I want to remind myself that that's not going to change, that you will always be here for me. And here's how I know that, by going through my own story of salvation history, right? So that's where I want you to focus. Now, again, that's not easy. And if you are struggling with that after, you know, say the week or so, I want you to get in touch with a good professional therapist in your area or contact us through the Pastoral Solutions Institute that will enable you to really do some more work on this anxiety so that you can get to a better place. I also want you to check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, because it's going to build on some of the themes we've touched on here, and I think it'll be a big help to you. But, Kim, that's what you want to be focusing on, really connecting with how God has been present to you instead of living in that fantasy. Because the reality is grace is in the situation, not in your imagination. So that's where you're going to find it. You're going to find God in all the ways, all the situations he showed up for you in the past. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about anxiety on our show titled Worry Wart, as we help you get a handle on stress, worry, and anxiety. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, and we'll help you deal with those situations in your life or relationships that are stressing you out, causing you anxiety or worry. Or for that matter, if you love somebody who's dealing with stress, worry, or anxiety, and you're not sure how to support them, let's find some ways to do that too. We are here for you. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after the break.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Ciao, Sorelli and Fratelli, sisters and brothers. Teresa Tomio here from Catholic Connection. Through the years, so many of you have contacted me asking for my advice on traveling to my favorite place in the world, Italy. Being that I've had the blessing of visiting the country more than 50 times now, I've decided to respond to those special requests by introducing Tease Italy at TravelItalyExpert.com, a website for all things Italia, where you'll receive insider tips on where to eat, stay, shop, play, and most importantly, pray. At TravelItalyExpert.com, you'll discover, with the help of our key partners, Ave Maria Radio and Corporate Travel, this beautiful Catholic country through videos, blogs, and even personal travel consulting. So whether you're planning that upcoming visit or just want to learn more about Italy, connect with me on TravelItalyExpert.com. Ciao for now. We'll see you online at TeaseItaly, TravelItalyExpert.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about stress, worry, and anxiety on our show today, titled Worry Wart, as we help you deal with those situations in your life or relationships that are causing you some anxiety. Let's find some ways to increase your peace, even in the middle of the problem. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Damon Owens. He is the founder of Joy to Be at joytob.org. He's a speaker, theology of the body expert, and he's here with us today to talk to us about what the theology of the body can teach us about dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety. Hey, Damon, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Dr. Greg. Lisa, great to talk to you guys.
Well, good to have you with us again. So let's talk about this. How can the theology of the body, the lessons of the theology of the body, help us deal more effectively with the challenges that we face in everyday life and stay connected to God, who is the source of our peace in the middle of all of this?
Oh, I am just so thrilled that this is your topic today, and I know you and I have talked about this. This could be an entire series, if not a whole show, just about dealing in our own lives. And I think this is a beautiful intersection of where John Paul II and his masterpiece, The Theology of the Body, gives us the principles to understand what that relation means, to be a relational being. And many, you know, attribute the theology of the body to a marriage or to sexuality or to chastity, and all of that is true, but they're partial visions. The greater vision is really this whole integrated view of who we are as human beings. What does it mean to be a human person? And it's not just philosophy, but it requires a philosophy, a love of wisdom. It's not just the spirituality, but it understands who is the Holy Spirit, who are we as sons and daughters of God the Father. So we worry about, if you will, our mission in life. How can we be happy? But John Paul II brings us first back in order to understand that mission through him.
I think we're having some connection issues there. I'm sorry. So he said we worry about that mission, and then he dropped off. Are you still there?
Oh dear.
We're having
joy
connection
of cell technology.
I'm very sorry about that, folks. So what Damon's talking about here, when he's talking about our need to be worrying about our mission, is the idea that we need to stay connected to God. Remember what I was saying at the very top of the show, when Adam and Eve first fell. Right after the fall, right when they first sinned, what happened? They ran away. They felt disconnected from God, from each other, and from their best selves, and that disconnection is what the source is of our anxiety. Damon, I think, is back. Are you with us, Damon?
I am, and hopefully my digital connection is better than the spiritual one. How about that?
There we go.
Exactly.
So you were just talking about the mission to stay of being able to stay connected in a sense to God.
Yeah, absolutely. You picked it right up as I heard you, is that through the eyes of relationship, particularly as being sons and daughters of God the Father, this is how we understand our identity and our mission in life. That when we say, done, Father, your will be done, bring ourselves in a trustful posture that affirms and builds that relationship. And whether you're reading Genesis or whether you're reading the newspaper or whether you're reading the Twitter feed, you know, it's that first position of living as a son or daughter that requires a constant reconnection in a very relational way.
You know, you said something, and actually it echoed our first call. You know, we had a caller from a woman, whose son is a police officer, and she's really worried about him, and she's trying to pray through it by saying, you know, Father, your will be done, your will be done. But in her mind, what she's hearing is God's will is that somehow he's going to die, but somehow God's going to take care of her anyway. What would you say to somebody who's kind of praying through it that way? Is that what you mean by, you know, Father, your will be done?
No, I thought it was a beautiful response there, that there's a process here, right? And it's not just sort of the magic prayer that gets us into that posture. we're at the same time building our relationship with God the Father. And as you said, in and through these situations, we come to a deeper abiding in that trust, whether it's the very practical of going through our blessings and seeing where God has helped us in the past in order to build our confidence in the future, or whether it's just continuing in a prayer and then reaching out to more people. Say, well, how do you deal with this? How do you enter into more intimacy with the Father? But there's a process here, and respecting the process keeps us from either controlling God with our prayer or controlling situations with somehow manipulating God into it.
Excellent. Damon, I want to thank you so much for being with us and reminding us of the importance of maintaining that connection with God, with our identity in God, and the ways that God does take care of us, even in the middle of the storm, so we don't have to just seek peace by running away from stuff, but we seek peace by running into the arms of our Father. If folks would like to learn more about your good work, where can they turn for more information?
Joy to be. The measure is our joy. joytob.org. Great to be with you guys.
Great to be with you again, Damon. Joy to be. joytob.org. Check it out. Great resources there from Damon Owens. Well, we are taking your calls about dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety. Are there certain situations in your life or relationships that are stressing you out, causing you to deal with anxiety or worry? We want to help you increase your peace in the middle of the storm, which is, you know, not easy to do, but it is absolutely possible. You can live a life without anxiety, not by denying your problems, not by pretending you don't have any problems, and not by running away from those problems, but rather by responding to them in a way that allows you to recognize what those problems are, gather the resources you need to respond, make the connections with God and others that will support you, and make a plan. We want to help you do that and more. For you and the other people who are struggling with anxiety in your life, give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Beth, why is our health insurance so expensive? Our premium and deductible are so high. Plus, I don't want my family to support a company that doesn't share our values.
Kim, there is another option. Check out CMF Curo. It's an affordable Catholic healthcare ministry where members share their medical costs in community, and it's pro-life. We joined last year and have saved thousands, all without compromising our values. Just go to MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
CMF Curo sounds exactly like what our family needs.
Yeah, that's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I often go back to my childhood. In church, we love to be reverent, to Christ present in the Eucharist, to Christ on the cross. But I was also impressed by the reverence of my friends in the Salvation Army. They had a little band, and I used to walk past the band on Sunday morning on my way to church. And I was just a child, but I said, you know, they're trying to pray to God. They're showing reverence to God. All this was reverence. Now what do I see? I hear one irreverence after another. And week after week, month after month, the media churns out things that make fun of religion in general and make fun of Christianity in particular, and particularly make fun of the Catholic Church. No class. Absolutely no class.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
We know how much you love Ave Maria Radio, so please consider joining us in our Care to Share program. It's easy. We send you 10 business-size cards that give you all the great ways that someone can listen to Ave Maria Radio, and you just give them away. Share them with those you love and those who would really benefit from our great programming. For more information, go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Community tab to find the Care to Share program link. That's AveMariaRadio.net, Community, and Care to Share.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Piles of research show that what kids really need to grow up happy and healthy is you, the parents. Being an involved, loving, present parent who builds a trust-filled relationship with your child is the first line of defense between him and the rest of the world. But this has to start at the very beginning. Respond to your infant or toddler's needs promptly, generously, and consistently. Don't make them work for your attention. Trust the feeding and sleeping schedule God built into your unique and unrepeatable baby, instead of imposing arbitrary schedules on your child. Prompt, generous and consistent response to your child's needs will lay the foundation for a strong parent-child relationship from the start and allow you to grow in virtue by practicing heroic, self-donative love. You are your child's best hope for a healthy life full of joy. For more on raising happy, healthy kids, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we are talking with you about overcoming stress, worry, and anxiety. If you are dealing with something in your life or relationships that are causing you to feel a little stressed, worried, or anxious these days, well, we are here to help. Let's talk it out and find ways to increase your peace, even in the middle of the storm, at 877-573-7825.
Or if you're trying to help somebody like your child, your spouse, someone you love through an anxious and worrying moment, we're here to help you be a better service to them in their lives. 877-573-7825.
Ooh, you mixed it up there.
Mixed it up. Like, so let me do it again. 877-573-7825. Let's talk right now with Jay, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Virginia.
Hi, Jay. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, Popchecks.
Good morning. What can we do for you today?
I own a small business. I've had it for a little over 6 years now. And I wake up every morning with my stomach, tied up in knots, wondering what is gonna fall apart, what dragon is gonna try to slay me today.
I hear you.
Me to go bankrupt.
The author Dorothy Parker used to say, "What fresh hell is this?" And that's what you're gonna have to deal with, right? Yeah, I get you. All right.
My own business so that I would have less anxiety.
foolish man.
Well, I definitely hear you on that. Just the state of, having to be someone who's making a living and keeping a roof over your head. In other words, adulting is really scary and really hard. And if you work for somebody else, you're constantly worrying if they're going to turn around and, cut your job. But if you're working for yourself, you see it coming, but it's all up to you to make sure, or you think it is, to make sure that it doesn't all fall apart. So either way, the way we think about these things can often cause us to wake up with sort of that elephant on our chest.
So, Jay, let me ask you, are there specific concerns that are kind of weighing on you about your business, or is it just sort of the generic sense that of doom that's always over your head?
Well, yes, and I heard what you said at the first call. And there are times where there is specific stuff, and at that point, I do have your book. At that point, I sit down and develop a plan. That doesn't mean I stop worrying about it, but at least I have some way to fight it. It's the ones where you wake up in the morning and I can't get out of bed because, oh my God, what's going to kill me today? and I look at it as, okay, what's going to go wrong today? And I know I should look at it and say what's going to go right today, because most of the times it goes right. I mean, there are those times, that there have been times where there's been serious problems, but I have, through the grace of God, managed to get through them. Yeah. And, I'm confident I'll get through the rest of them, but it's just that warning, nagging.
That initial kind of warning. Okay, so here's what I want. There are two things that I want. Maybe we'll have time for a third thing. If not, I'll at least point you where you can get it. All right, but there are at least two things I want to start with here, with a possible third, that we'll get to here. So the first thing. Right. Before you turn in at night, I'd actually like you to think about the next day and try to think a little bit about what are your biggest concerns for the next day, and write out what your basic plan is for how you want to approach that stuff. Because there's actually some really good research that talks about folks who actually make that written out plan, even a short half a paragraph. Okay, you don't have to, have 10 pages for filing with triplicate in the home office or something like that. Just a simple kind of, okay, look, these are the biggest things I'm concerned about tomorrow. Here's what I'm planning on doing about it. Here's how I want to handle it. Just walking yourself through that, the research tends to show that the people get to sleep a lot faster, they sleep a lot better, and they wake up in a better place because you've actually given your mind that opportunity to process the stress ahead of time in an anticipatory way and make a plan instead of waking up and like, oh my gosh, this is all happening, and it's just there. You're having to deal with it. You've already dealt with it before you turned in. So you've got that plan in place.
And again, this is something that is really important to write down, because if we don't sit and do the actual work of writing, all those thoughts just turn into ruminating. You don't end up with a real plan. You end up with the, but what if this leads to this? What if that leads to that? What if something else comes? And you end up working yourself up. But if you can sit down and force your active, logical brain to make that written plan, suddenly your whole self begins to say, hey, I'm empowered. I can handle this. I've got a plan. It shifts everything away from that rumination and makes you have that sense of peace and control.
In fact, if you do it on your notebook on your phone, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you start to feel that anxiety, then take that out and you look at it and you actually just force yourself to walk through the plan you've already got. So this is step two, okay? And you actually take that plan back out first thing in the morning when you open your eyes and just look at it and say, okay, I've already walked through this. I already got ideas for how to handle this. I'm going to be okay. Now, the second part of part two is doing what I suggested to the previous caller that you heard, which is then intentionally pulling yourself away from the fantasy of all the horrible dragons that are going to come and eat you today, and go back to all the other dragons that you've successfully fought with the Lord's help in the past. The thing is, you know, when you try to talk yourself through and say, well, you know, like you did, well, I should be focusing on all the good things that are going to happen today instead of all the bad things that are going to happen today. The reality is, you don't know what's going to happen today, and that's where it all falls apart for people. We try to do positive thinking, right? And we'll say, oh, it's all going to be just fine. I'm good enough, and I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. And in the back of my head, I hear, yeah, right. Okay, and then it all falls apart. There's actually a lot of research that shows that positive thinking can make things worse because we don't believe any of it. And then it actually triggers all the negative thoughts, too. So what's the alternative? Well, reality thinking, right? Because you say to yourself, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know what happened yesterday, the day before that, the day before that, and I actually managed it. Let me remind myself of all the ways that God showed up for me. Let me remind myself of all the strengths and resources that God gave me to deal with those things and how he got me through that. And let me take a minute to make that sacrifice of praise that reminds me of all the ways that God has been present in the past. And the chances are pretty good that whatever happens today, God's going to show up in the same way. That's what I can be confident in.
As long as I keep inviting him,
yeah. You
know, he can show up in the same way. And I have to say, once you've done all that, Jay, if you still get those nagging voices that you know darn well is just Satan trying to rile you up, because you know God's present, you've invited him to be present, you've invited him to take control of it, you've made this plan, so you're using the skills and the gifts that he's given you in his grace, and you still get that nagging thought, I want you to think about a story, and I do this a lot when I have these problems, because we all get nagged by this kind of thinking. There's a story about St. John Vianney, who was, of course, you know, so incredibly holy, that Satan used to kind of just go after him, like literally Satan. And there's this story about him laying in bed one night, and he's hearing all this noise in his kitchen, like, think haunted house kind of scary noise, right? He goes into the kitchen, and there are pots and pans flying around the kitchen, and it sounds like some kind of Hollywood movie. And he realizes Satan is there, and he's causing this havoc. You know what St. John Vianney did? He looked around and he went, oh, it's only you. And he turned around and went back to bed. Because once we have dealt with working with the gifts and talents God has given us, given him control of all this, and come up with a plan to do his will and work it in the next day, if Satan's still annoying us, then sometimes we need to screw up our courage and say, it's only you.
It's not a real problem. It's only
away.
Satan.
It's Satan only Satan.
Creating
it's just
these
you
fantasies.
Creating noise.
Yeah, it's
you
it's,
trying
Satan's,
to mess with my head.
Satan's basically doing a puppet show in your head, right?
And playing
out all these different fantasies about what's going to happen. And if you get fixated on the puppet show, then you get anxious and worried and stressed. But you need to read the sections, and you said you have the book already. Go back and reread the sections that take a look at consolations versus desolations. That's really what we're talking about here. And it's going to help challenge that self-talk that gets you focused on that satanic puppet show. What a weird image. and how to defeat that, okay? I don't have time to get into it right now, Jay, but I think that's the third thing that I was telling you about. So step one, just to review, I want you to make a plan the night before, all right? So you're not waking up with this whole thing sitting on your chest. You've already walked through it. you know, when you wake up the next morning, step two, review the plan first thing before your even mind gets to go down that anxious path, and remind yourself of the plan that you've got, and also remind yourself of all the things, all the dragons you've battled before through God's grace. Step
three. Remember to invite God into it during that point in the plan.
Step three, go back over that section in Unworried that takes a look at consolations versus desolations, because that's going to change the narrative inside your head that gets you focused off of God's grace and keeps you focused on that show that Satan is trying to do for you that distract you from his grace and the strength and power that you've got. If you can do those three things, that should take it down a lot. If you find that you're still struggling with anxiety, say after a couple of weeks of trying this out, then that's an indication that counseling might be in order, and you might want to reach out either to a good faithful therapist in your area or contact us through the Pastoral Solutions Institute to learn more about our telecounseling practice. You can find out more information at catholiccounselors.com. That's catholiccounselors.com to learn more about all the resources we talk about on the show, including our telecounseling, our Catholic telecounseling practice. Well, let's take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to continue taking your calls about dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety. Our number is 877-573-7825. What situations in your life or relationships are stressing you out? Is there someone you care about who's dealing with stress, worry, or anxiety, and you're not sure how to help them? We're here for you either way. Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after the break.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. My wife and I have used Seton Home curriculum for our homeschooling. One of the great things about it, you learn about your faith, not just in religion, but history and English and science and reading. Their curriculum uses saints as role models. I don't think they've used me yet. Children are prepared to rationally explain and defend their faith. It permeates the instruction. You want to give your kids not only a top-notch education, but an understanding of their faith as it permeates the subjects that matter in their lives. I don't know if there's too much better than Seton homeschooling. We used it a lot. You are the best teacher for all of that. Let Seton get right beside you and give you the material you need. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchek.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchek. And hey, by the way, if you're worried or anxious about the question, how can I get more Popchek? Well, I have got the answer for you. I'm actually going to be filling in for Deacon Harold tomorrow on Morning Glory from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern. So if you tune in to Morning Glory and you're like, what is he doing there? Now you know. Deacon Harold's on pilgrimage in the Holy Land, so I'll be filling in for him tomorrow on Morning Glory. Actually, we're going to be talking about my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. So check that out tomorrow morning. But we are here right now for you, taking your calls about stress, worry, and anxiety on More to Life today. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Cecilia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hi there, Cecilia. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I was listening to your first I think it was the first caller, and it created a paradigm shift in my head because when I was a teenager, my dad gave me a book to read, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, by either Napoleon Hill or Dale Carnegie, one of those two. Mm-hmm. And one of the chapters talked about writing a list if you were worried about something, all the things you were worried, and what was the worst possible thing that can happen, and then write a plan for it and stick it in the drawer and don't think about it anymore. And that served me well in my teen years and young adult until I got older and I learned more about tragedies.
There are a whole lot of big, horrible things that we can handle, aren't there?
I honestly, every time I read that advice somewhere, my whole body like turns into a raisin. I'm like,
She's got a great imagination for horrible things.
I have a great imagination for horrible things. I've gone through. My family's lived through a lot of horrible things. But I hate that advice because, my golly, I mean, look around. There's a lot of horrible things that can happen, and I don't see how that plan does anything more than freak everybody out.
But you said you had a paradigm shift when you heard the response to the first caller. What was that shift exactly?
Well, that this isn't serving me and hasn't served me all my adult years, especially if I'd become a parent.
Yes.
I've been with my parents were optimists. My one of my bosses was an optimist, and my husband is an optimist. And I am a contingency planner because of that, because they think everything's going to go so well, and it doesn't. And I'm trying to think of all the possible things I need to plan for.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So,
what you're really speaking to there, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I touched on this briefly earlier with the idea of how positive thinking isn't necessarily all that helpful either, right? Because what you're saying is that you were surrounded by people who always thought everything would just go fine, but what that meant was that they wouldn't actually plan for possible things to go wrong, which put you in the position of always having to kind of be prepared to clean up the mess that all the positive people around you just didn't want to deal with. Is that fair to say? Yeah. So that's what positive thinking isn't really all that helpful either. The reality thinking, being able to say, okay, look, there are some concerns. Here's a problem. Now let's talk about reasonable plans to deal with those things. And that's really the healthiest approach to take. But please, Cecilia, go on. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make that point as an aside.
Well, exactly that. How do I navigate a balance with people that say, oh, everything's going to go so well? And they think that my worries are fears, and so they dismiss my fears, and I'm just trying to bring the rain jackets, the life jackets.
Sure. Okay, I gotcha. Well, look, you know, I think that it comes down to having the plan, but not necessarily producing the anxiety, right?
There's a very big difference, if I may, between exercising the virtue of prudence that says, as you're saying, you're bringing the rain jackets life. Well, you know what? If you get up in the morning and you're all doing a family thing and it says that you're going to hit a rainstorm, it says you know that you're going to be out all day and people are going to be hungry, that it's prudent to say, better bring an umbrella and a rain jacket.
And a sandwich.
Everybody's going to be hungry. Better bring some snacks. That's just prudent. That's not saying, gee, God, I was so optimistic that I went out for 12 and a half hours without any food, and people got grumpy. Why didn't you just rain manna from the sky? Well, because he gave you a brain to kind of think through how to exercise prudence.
And he gave you peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly, with the gifts that he's given you. That's prudence. When we allow it to take us over, so that we're crossing every T, dotting every I, thinking of every possible contingency.
And wanting everybody to be as anxious about it as we are.
And losing all of our joy because of it, where we can't enjoy life, we can't enjoy our people, we can't enjoy his gifts, that's when it leaves prudence and becomes really
anxiety
and attack from Satan.
So
really,
it's more, I think, the approach, Cecilia, being able to say, all right, look, you know, it's reasonable to expect that it could rain today. It's reasonable to expect that somebody's going to get hungry, so I'm going to bring these snacks along. And you just do it. Right, you just make the plan and you make it happen. But if it's, hey guys, you know, what if it rains tomorrow? You better bring your jacket. Oh my gosh, what if we start to get hangry? You start creating these scenarios that end up robbing everybody's joy about it. Instead of just addressing the concern in
your
plan, that's the difference between the two. So it's perfectly fine to be that contingency planner, as long as you're not living in the imagination, but you're living in the situation and being able to say, well, these things could happen, so I've taken reasonable steps to address it. Boom, we're done. Let's go out and have a good day.
Right, and that if you are exercising the virtue of prudence in your planning, then you're going to feel more competent. You're going to say, look at this. I've got the bases that I could cover for all practicalities and to give everybody a happy experience and a good, peaceful time covered. Good for me. Let's go, God, and have a great day. You'll have that sense of rightness and accomplishment. If you're feeling like I can never cover everything, then you know you're drifting into that anxiety. And you have to take command over your thoughts through prayer, through the exercises that we're talking about today and that are covered in Unworried, and really be able to say, I'm going to both take command of my own thoughts and give God back command of my thoughts here so that I can only exercise prudence and not give Satan reign over my mind.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Cecilia. If there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out for us again. And I have to say, our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, I think we'll take this a little bit further. We just don't have time to get into it all. But I know that you'll find additional supports in there to help you find that balance between being a contingency planner and being a worry wart. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Donna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kansas.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a daughter who has a situation with her son with getting along and his being able to visit his visitation with his mother. She had visitation with him. He lived with her, and then he chose to go to live with his dad, and she allowed that to see how that would work out because they did not get along real well, and he was very unhappy and making her unhappy. Mm-hmm. And so now she has a decision to make whether or not she wants to even see him because of his behavior being so bad. He is very hateful to her verbally, and he comes to visit on the weekend, and by the time it's the weekend, she's upset and nervous and anxious and can't wait for him to actually go home because he just tortures her and torments her.
So what are you asking us, Donna?
Well, I guess I'm asking because her therapist says that she should still continue visitation no matter how he behaves. And a friend counselor says that, you know, no, don't even have him come over anymore. Don't even.
No, she needs to continue the visitation because, you know what, the problem's not him. The problem's that she doesn't have the skills to handle him, and that she needs to get those skills because the worst thing for a parent to do is to abandon their child. And it's easy to say, oh, well, it's the kid's fault because, you know, he's just so mean. He's just so awful. He's just so, you know, the kid's angry. The kid's hurting because he's got feelings that are bigger than the grown-ups in his life know how to help him handle. And rather than stepping up and saying, you know what, I need to learn how to deal with this effectively. Your daughter's buying into my son is just too awful and too evil and too whatever, and I just need to get away from him. She's been sending him that message for a long time, and he's angry. He's angry because she's emotionally abandoned him. So your job in this is to really challenge your daughter to be the mother that she needs to be and to face this head on.
And to get the skills. I'm very glad to hear that she's seeing a therapist who's saying, no, you have to continue to see him. I think the next step is to really insist with your daughter as adamantly as you can that this therapist needs to be giving her the skills that she needs to have as a mother to meet this young man's needs and to meet his emotional, the holes that she's left in him emotionally through the divorce, through allowing him to go, through the lack of skills. It's great that the therapist is saying keep seeing him, but she needs to make sure that when she does, she knows how to handle this well to bring healing to the relationship.
She needs to be rehearsing with that therapist different situations where her son, you know, says this, how can she respond, and actually role-playing that in session and walking through it step by step to be able to help her get the skills that she needs and the confidence she needs to face this. Your role in this is, on the one hand, to really be that loving, empathetic support where you're saying, I know how hard this is for you, honey. I'm so sorry, but I believe in you. And you also, on the other hand, carrying a 2x4 that whaps her upside the head and says, you're the mother, get back in there and fight the good fight.
Yeah.
That's your job. It's not your job to let her off the hook for doing this, because she is the mom. And listen, this is a message for all the parents out there. Kids are difficult, okay? But God is giving us an invitation through our children to grow in ways that we would never grow if we were left on our own. God gives us the kids we need. And by learning how to respond to the needs that our kids have, we grow in ways that God is asking us to grow so that we can become everything He created us to be. Let's not run away from that and just vilify our kids and wash our hands from the responsibility. All right, folks, that's all the time we've got for today's program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show. And if there's more we can do to support you in the stress, worry, or anxiety that you are experiencing in your life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to check out the resources we have for you, including my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. Walk you through the steps of increasing your peace in every area of your life. That's Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. You can also learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice. It's all there for you at CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life that God has for you.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.